Today, I'm interviewing my mom, Roseanne McShane. So, Mom, where did you grow up and what was childhood like?
I grew up in East Haven, Connecticut. And childhood was like, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we moved to the suburbs when I was like 8, and the suburb, we had woods and, you know, a pond to ice skate on, and we had lots of family that lived in the neighborhood, so like on the same street, so that we all as cousins were always together, and every holiday, every Sunday, you know, the big Italian Sunday dinner, and it was a really nice childhood.
Can you tell me about your parents and what they were like when you were growing up?
Let's see. Okay, my parents. My dad came from Italy when he was 18 years old. He met my mom shortly after. My father, the family business was bakeries. My grandfather had a bakery. His father had a bakery, you know, they baked bread and pastries and stuff like that. And so when he came to the United States, that's what he did. So his trade was baker, chef. He had restaurants, bakeries. And pretty much all my relatives are still there in Amalfi, Italy. They have a restaurant or a bakery, so everybody kind of stuck with the profession. Grandma's parents were born here, but a lot of their siblings, the older ones, were born in Poland. They're Polish, and they came here. Grandma's grandparents came here. Grandma grew up on the family farm. They had a dairy farm. They had over like 300 acres or so, pretty much the whole top of the mountain in Seymour, Connecticut. So Grandma grew up around cows, pigs, and you know, learning how to farm and make your own foods and sewing and stuff like that. And Grandma, you know, when I was 5, she took a police test. She wanted to go to the police academy, so she became a police officer in her 20s, and she was there for 42 years. She retired as detective, so it was pretty cool. Everybody would be like, oh, my dad's a baker, and my mom is a cop. And back in the 70s, that was kind of unusual.
Yeah. Let's see. Can you tell me the story of how you and Dad met?
We met in college. We had the same major. And for a long time, I saw him. We met. We actually met in Dunkin' Donuts, like, the first week of school. Like, in, we had orientation week. And I saw him here and there, and of course, around a lot of the buildings, because we were in the same major. And then my roommate knew that I was interested in him, but she didn't know who it was. She was like, oh, this boy. So one night, she's like, oh, you got to come out with us. And so we all met at the bottom of the dorm by the entrance, and Daddy was there. And I was like, that's him, Janine. She's like, oh, that's Brendan. So we all hung out like friends. You know, it started out that we were just a group of friends that would go everywhere together, you know, walking to classes, going here and there. So that's how we met.
Aw. Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why? It's a tough question.
Not really. You know what? I think it's my grandmother, which is grandma's mother. Let's see. Her parents came from Poland. They settled in Milford, Connecticut. They too had a large farm, not dairy, but just, you know, regular meat and pig and all that. But I think she's the one that I talked to the most about her growing up as a little girl and what it was like. She was one of 11 children, and she was like the third youngest. So, you know, she tells me stories about how they didn't have running plumbing in the house, and how she remembers the first telephone on the street. It was at one house, the family at the end of the street had it, and they would, you know, share it. And that family was pretty wealthy in those days. So they had the phone. They were the first ones to get a car. And so they would go down there and get rides in the car up the street, which was like a big thing. And I actually have something she wrote for Historical Society. And she talks about how Christmas Eve they had a walk into downtown Milford from where they lived. And if you know where she lived and where she went, I mean, that's a long walk. It's like a 15-minute car ride. So I can't even imagine. And, you know, on Christmas Eve, they would go to church and they would walk the whole way there and back.
Wow.
You know, proverbial story. When I was a kid, I had to walk 20 miles. you know, she talked about, you know, bringing fruits and vegetables and stuff to the market in New Haven with horse and carriage.
So cool.
Yeah. And, like, you know, she saw a lot. I mean, once she passed away, she was in her 90s, but, you know, she got to see so much, you know, like airplanes and cars and computers. And I remember when microwaves came out, she's like, I don't need one of those. Same with the dishwasher, but everybody insisted and got her stuff. And she's like, wow, this is great. And like, she's like, I don't know why I didn't want these ones sooner. But to go from churning butter and pumping from a water well to like having running water in your house and heating and cooking food in like 10 minutes when they had to, like, you know,
cook all day.
Yeah, cook all day. And
all right. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I did not like going to school.
I think anyone does.
I was really, really shy. And then when we moved to the suburbs, we moved around Christmas time. It was probably late November. So the school year was already partway over, and I was the new kid, and I didn't know anybody. It was very uncomfortable, and, you know, it was just a difficult... I didn't like school up until probably high school. And then high school, it was a lot of fun and all that, and... you know, Amory's here now, actually. I mean, you know.
Yes.
We have my friend visiting from Connecticut now, and we are friends for 40 years. We met when I moved to East Haven in third grade, so.
Could you tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up?
I had a lot of teachers, believe it or not, Mr. Ivani, but the one the most was Mrs. Butler. She was my DECA, which is Distributive Ed Clubs of America, and it was about marketing, and we also competed in different areas like finance and credit, which I competed in, marketing, advertising. It was just a way to, if you wanted to go into business, how to learn about business. And I remember I wanted computers, and I didn't get it because there wasn't enough openings. And so I went to my guidance counselor, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, I didn't even know what it was. And he's like, no, trust me, because he knew me. And it's a small town, so he knew, you know, my dad was in business, and, you know, he just knew what I was good at. And so he's like, give it a try. Do one semester, you know, learning period, and we'll go from there. He's like, but just give it a try. And sure enough, I fell in love with it. I loved it. It was so cool. And then our school had a school store, but it closed because the state had a lot of like, oh, you can't have this, you can't have that. But our group, which I headed, that's why I ended up with getting a scholarship for uh-huh. DECA to go to college. And we started a school store, but we didn't have just candy and soda and things like that. We did spirit wear and pencils, and like all the holidays we would do like buy a flower for a friend. They would fill out paper and then it would get delivered to them in the classroom. So we did that with like balloonograms and flowers and just all different things to do. But anyway, she was just a huge, huge, impact because it was something that I never expected that I would even like. And then she kind of just led me along while I was in there, and her name was Barbara Butler, and so we all nicknamed her. We used to call her Babs. So she was known for Babs.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome lady.
If you could relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
No. Why not? I don't know, I'm just a very independent person, and, you know, Poppy being, like, off the boat Italian was very strict, and I had a lot of regulation rule, things I couldn't do. Not that I wanted to go crazy and off the hook, but I just wanted the freedom to be able to do things. Like, they just thought, you know, like, nowadays, kids, I don't know, you know, like, they do volunteer work, and, you know, they're involved in communities and growing. And my father, you know, and Poppy was just like, ah, you don't need to do that. You need to be home. You need to be home. Or you get in trouble when you're, you know. So,
yeah.
And I feel like I could have done so much more had he not had that. So it was kind of, you know, it was just a lonely high school. You know, like all my friends were, you know, doing, you know, other things outside of school, and I didn't. So that was hard. And I really, really enjoyed, once I left home, you know, traveling places, going places. We had our own business, so it was really hard for Poppy to take off time from work because it was our business, and I lived there. I mean, it was like I got off the bus at the business. I worked. It was weekends. If people called in sick, it didn't matter because then I had to go in. It was just, you know, mandatory to kind of that I did that, so it was hard. I learned a lot, I mean, from doing it. Now that I'm, you know, 48, I realize, like, wow, you know, I'm glad I did that because it taught me so much. But while I was doing it, it wasn't so fun.
Yeah. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
My advice or wisdom is that, especially as you're growing up, one thing I think I've learned is that everything is so temporary. Like, what you're going through right now as a teenager with friends or school and work and getting ready for college, or it is such a small sliver on a timeline. And I just remember being like in, you know, middle school, high school, and thinking, oh, this is going to be forever, and I'm not going to be able to do that, you know, have that freedom or be able to explore and become the person I want to be, or things are not in, like, you know, when you try really hard for something and you kind of you keep kind of failing and stumbling at it, that's not always going to be, and a lot of those stumbling things is what makes you successful. Yeah, so it's definitely one thing I learned is that this is not, everything is temporary and it passes, and there'll be something else down the road, but just hang in there and get through it.
Reflecting on that, has life been any different than you imagined as a teenager?
To be perfectly honest with you, when I was a teenager, I couldn't grasp, like, what and where I would be at, like, even 30 years old. I just had no, I always, in my heart felt, though, that something wonderful was about to happen. I was very excited to learn and go, or, you know, travel. I traveled a lot, but I mean, we lived in, like, Daddy and I, before children, lived in, like, you know, 7 different states. We got to drive around and travel and see people, meet people, things people we went to high school, college with, move to other parts of the country, you get to visit them. And so, different, imagine as a teenager, what else have I imagined different? For one thing, I remember adamantly, like, I'm not having children. I'm never having, I remember that because I was like, oh, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. But so that was like a big thing for me, because eventually my mother, you know, grandma was like, oh, someday you'll want them. And sure enough, I did. And I love my babies more than anything.
Thank you, thank you.
And they're wonderful little people. And and just life in general. Like, I was just telling my friend today, I'm like, if somebody said to me 6 years ago, oh, you're going to move from Florida to Connecticut, and then you're going to end up out in California, and you're going to, I would never, ever would have in a million years imagined that I'd be where I am now.
Yeah.
Same for you?
Yes. I haven't been around very long. Well, that's all my questions. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you for listening.